This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we begin part three of the four-part series titled, How to Handle Adversity.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for even another opportunity to minister the Word. We thank you, Father, for keeping us all safe and bringing us to this place today, Father. I thank you that no one here is by accident, Father, but they are here as a divine appointment by the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you that every person here shall receive what they need to receive today, Father. That every ear to hear will receive the Word of God spoken. Father, I pray that you will think through my mind and speak through my lips today, Father. I yield myself as a vessel to be an oracle of the Word of God. Father, speak through me and may the people hear what you have to say, Father, not what I have to say. Anoint me to speak today and anoint all the ears of the hearers to receive the Word of God in their heart, Father. I thank you that the Word of God shall not return void today, but it shall accomplish that which you sent it to do. In Jesus' name, we give thanksgiving. Amen. Praise God. Well, we're on week number three on how to handle adversity. Or if you would say how to handle problems, you know, we all have problems from time to time, and it'd be good if we know how to handle them, how to dissipate them, how to get rid of them, how to overcome them, whatever you want to call it, how to solve the problem. I'm going to do a quick review. Point number one to how to handle adversity was pray. We said that most people come to that last, spend all the money at the doctor, did everything else, moan, groan, complain, call the psychic 900 number, did everything else. And then they go to the doctor, and he said, there's nothing to do now but pray. I said, why does prayer have to be last? If you've got a problem, you've got adversity coming, you need to pray. You can go to God first and save a whole lot of problems. The woman with the issue of blood finally made it round to Jesus. He prayed, and that solved the problem. He prayed, she hooked her faith up, and that solved the problem. She reached out and touched him, and just his life of prayer, he didn't particularly pray for, but she just touched him in faith, and poof, solved her problem. Could have saved all her money, too, if she'd have just gone to her father first, because Father God would have healed her. He revealed himself as Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth thee. He would have healed her, but she didn't go to God. You've got to go to God first in prayer. Point number two, we talked about last week, promises. Now, you got to remember that God has given exceedingly great and precious promises. And if you can't have a faith in the promise in the Word of God, can you at least have faith in the promiser, the person who promised it? When you look, and if you're believing for healing, it says, by his stripes you're healed. By his stripes you were healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, by Jesus' stripes you were healed. You know, it says that you are healed. It just goes on through the Word telling us about it. Well, can we have faith to believe that? It's a promise of God. Prosperity, it says that if you're born again, you're redeemed from the curse of the law, poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. I'm redeemed from poverty. Well, I sure do seem pretty poor. Well, if you're believing that and you're confessing that, then you'll keep manifesting that. But you've got to begin believing what the Word says and walking in the principles of God so that your financial prosperity and your other type of prosperity can manifest in your life. Because God wants to manifest it there, but you have to cooperate with Him. And God has all sort of promises for anything you can imagine. Like I told you, I was reading, last time I checked, I think it was something like 2,872 promises or something. I mean, 22,870 some promises in the Bible. That many promises, there's something in there to cover your need. There's something in there. And you've got to get a hold of where that is, grab it, do like a bulldog and bite into it. God made a bulldog's nose to go back so that he can bite on to what he's holding on to and still keep breathing. You know, you just got to get faith like a bulldog. You just got to be able to bite into that scripture and say, I'm not letting it go. I don't care what my body says. I don't care what my bank account says. I don't care what my family says. I don't care what anybody says. God says I can have it, and I'm holding on to it. And when you get to where you hold on to the Word of God like that, you hold on to the promise of God, knowing that the person who promised it is not a man that he should lie. See, a lot of people, it's not working for them because they don't really have any faith in God. And a lot of people's faith is really not in God. They have faith in their preacher. They have faith in what the preacher said. They have faith in their church. But not a lot of people's faith is in God. That's why when the problem comes around, they don't have any help, because the only one that can help them is God. Your faith has to be in God, not in a thing, not in a man, not in something else, but in God. You need to get to know who He is. And when you get to know who He is, you'll know that if He said it and you find it in His book, you'll say, oh, that's a done deal. That's done. That's the kind of faith you'll have. Oh, that's done. I just didn't know that. Now I know that. That's done. And you'll bite onto it like that bulldog, and you will hold on to it. And in time, it shall manifest. As you continue exercising your faith and believing God for that, it will manifest. And you'll begin to speak the right things and sow the right seed. Now, point number three we're going into is patience. You knew patience was in there. When you're trying to overcome a problem, you have to pray. You have to find the promise of God giving you the answer or the solution to your problem, so that you know it's the word of God that you're believing. And then you need to be patient. You need to be patient.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
When you're trying to overcome a problem, you have to pray. You have to find the promise of God giving you the answer or the solution to your problem, so that you know it's the word of God that you're believing. And then you need to be patient. You need to be patient. Now, one person said, well, you know, God, give me patience and give it to me right now. You know, give it to me right now. But, you know, you need to learn that things sometimes take time. And there's some things that are immediate. They don't take time. But I mean, if you took 5 years to get yourself in $50,000 worth of debt, don't think tomorrow you're going to be out. You know, it could happen, but it probably won't. Not unless, like I said, you've learned the lesson of how to not get back in it if God were to bail you out of it right then. Because remember, God only gives good and perfect gifts. It says in James 1 that God is the Father of lights. Every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights. He gives a good gift. Now, a good gift is not always, I'm in debt, give me the money to get me out. That's just like your kids. Sometimes they get in trouble and you keep bailing them out. Sometimes you need to leave them in that trouble a little while. Let them soak in it a little bit to see how much trouble they're in and how much fun that's not to be in. And then you get them out, or let them get themselves out. Because that would be a good thing to do some of the time, even though some of us always want God to be like us. Just grab them out. Sometimes you need to let people sit in a situation until they learn the lesson, because that's the greatest blessing, is to let them learn the lesson. And sometimes if you get in debt because you've been foolish and you're still being foolish, you haven't gotten the knowledge of how to be wise yet concerning money, it's best for you to just savor in that debt for a while and to learn by working yourself out. But if you really learn and say, oh, I've learned the principles to get out and I'm exercising these principles, you'll be out like that, because God will help you. But He's not going to help you until you learn what you need to learn. And it's not of Him. That's not being mean. You got to exercise patience when you're believing God for something. And sometimes that patience is required because you haven't learned the lesson yet and you have to be patient to get through it. It's not a matter of God didn't have the ability. You can be in $60 zillion worth of debt and God has the ability to get you out of it just like that. But sometimes that would not be a good and perfect gift. Even though you think it would be, yeah, the delivery, He said He'd deliver me out of all my suffering. Yeah, that would be good. Now, that wouldn't be good because you still have the problem that gets you back into suffering. God is into making you a better person, not bailing you out of problems. Because when He makes you a better person and you grow up and develop in that, you will never get in that problem again. You know, debt is not a problem. Debt is a symptom of a problem. It's a symptom of a problem. Been there, done that. So I'm talking from firsthand knowledge. It's a symptom of a problem. The problem of wanting more than you can afford. The problem of greed. The problem of jealousy. The problem of not being patient. Got to have it now. You see what I'm saying? That's another problem behind there. Adversity comes when you're not patient. And you overcome adversity by being patient. One of the greatest things if you're in debt is to start exercising, I'll believe God for the money in advance instead of I'll spend the money and then believe God for it to come in. Because sometimes it's a little harder to stay in faith about it when you already got it. You know, then it's a big thing about why these bills keep coming. It's the complaint. It's the pressure. It's the depression. It's the discouragement that comes. It's hard to believe God under those conditions. It's better to say, look, I'm going to start believing God in advance. If it's something I can't afford and I want it, I'm going to start believing God for it. I'm going to exercise patience for it. I'm going to work towards it, and then it'll manifest. That's the way you want to practice, because as you start practicing that way, you won't have the adversity of the problem of the financial calamity that's created. And be patient till you get out. But do be working to get out and be willing to read, to study, to ask people to do what's necessary, to follow the Word of God. Because we got into problem because we didn't follow the Word of God. And pretty much adversity. Now, problems in a way will come anyway, but they really aren't a problem when you're already prepared for it. It's like when I say you take an exam in school. Sure, the exam is full of problems. But if you know all the answers, do you really have a problem? You really don't have a problem, do you? So if you've already prepared yourself in the Word of God ahead of time, or even afterwards, when those things come, even though they come to everybody, opposition comes, but opposition doesn't have to be adversity, or it doesn't have to be a problem. It's only a problem when you succumb to it. You don't know how to overcome it. Well, you want to overcome it with prayer, promises, and then patience. If you want to overcome adversity, you got to learn to be patient. Open your Bibles to James 1:4. James 1:4. Okay, James 1:4 reads as follows. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. You mean to tell me exercising patience is a way to get to wanting nothing? Exercising patience is a way to getting all your needs met? Yeah, that's what the Bible says. But I don't like being patient. Well, you don't like having all your needs met then, do you? Well, no, I hadn't really put those together. Well, the Bible did. See, you have to learn to exercise patience in order to have those peaceable fruits of righteousness, because it comes through patience. The Bible tells us that we obtain the promises of God through two things, faith and patience. Faith and patience. If you're impatient and you're happy to be impatient and you've always been impatient and you come from an impatient family and you're happy and proud that you're impatient, then that's why you'll go without, too, in many areas. Because you're impatient. Learn to say, I don't have to have it now. I used to exercise. You hear me talk about this some of the time. I used to exercise just making the flesh be patient, even though I didn't have to. I want something and I got what I need to get it. And I just say, I'm not going to get it now. I'm going to wait, because I know it's really I just want it just because I want it. And I said, just to know the spirit man still in control, I'm not going to get it now. I'm going to wait. Make you wait. You can't have it now.
Today's message has been part 3 of the 4-part series titled, How to Handle Adversity.
So go ahead and accelerate positive change in your life today. Visit us online at faithfoodshop.com to receive information about obtaining a copy of today's message. At faithfoodshop.com, you'll find hundreds of other messages by Robert D. Cook that will educate, encourage, and inspire you to continue making positive change in your life.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy of Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, 2 blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy of Faith family. Joy of Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God. Develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Antioch RV Rentals, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a Christian-owned and operated